It is the Maria and Chad Show, Friday morning, kicking off the weekend with a preview of what's coming to theaters. We go live to Hollywood right now to talk with Cecily Knobler, who's seen the movies before anybody else gets to see them. That's pretty cool.
Really, just for the popcorn, which if you looked at my bones, they would be made of popcorn and like Junior Mints.
Well, you're not a big lady by any means. You're very petite and small. Like, how do you eat all that popcorn and stay small?
I don't know. I guess that's all I eat. It's just popcorn and Junior Mints, so that's maybe why. Like, it's enough calories for a day.
Junior Mints, way better than Jujubes.
Do they still have those?
Yeah, you can find those.
And Raisinets. Who likes those?
Oh, I love Raisinets.
Well,
really?
As you get older, though, it's really, like, I used to like Whoppers, too, but I would never put that in my head because, like, it would just break every tooth.
Yeah, yep. You do change your taste as you get a little older.
Yeah, I'd so much rather talk about candy. I really would. But let's start with the kid who would be king. I have to, of course, watch movies through the eyes of the audience for which it's intended, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, back in the 80s, if a film critic had told me that Pretty in Pink was bad, I would have cried and screamed at them and, like, not come out of my room for a really long time. Like,
right.
I mean, this is what we think. So this movie is about a group of kids who kind of reenact King Arthur after one of them finds a magical sword. Kind of imagine if the Goonies had been British. Well, like, first they would have politely kicked Corey Feldman out of the group, right?
Yes.
Like, you're mental. That was my impression of the nice British kids. You're crazy. The kids are adorable. The message is lovely. And Sir Patrick Stewart as Merlin is just right. Does the third act go too long? Yes. But if I had been the target audience, which is why I brought all that other stuff up, I would say the target audience is like 8 to 15 here.
Okay.
I would have given this a really good grade. And you know what? Even without being target audience, I enjoyed it. I really did.
And there's candy at the theater, too.
And there's so much candy. So this is a good one. It's a good family one. Also opening is Serenity, which has nothing to do with Joss Whedon's Serenity.
Yes.
This is Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. That rhymes. It's a very dark story, mainly because Hathaway has gone a very orangey blonde. She looks like someone who would be on the show Below Deck. Please know what I'm talking about, because she really does.
Yeah.
This did not screen wide for critics. We've been doing this a long time. You know what that means.
Well, they've been all over. They're both on Ellen this week promoting. So, you know, when they're out doing the rounds and really selling it hard, it means it could be a pile of poop.
A stinker.
Some critics, we've talked about this. If they don't screen it for me, I'm not going to screen it for them.
Right.
But some will go out and sort of pay to see it, or they'll sneak into something. And some of those reviews are rolling in just to let you know, and the early buzz is not.
And they're both great actors and actresses, so
you
would think it'd be a good...
That happens, and I can't really speak to it. It could be the best movie that has ever existed, just like Pretty in Pink.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, who can say? What about Prom, Blaine? That's all I can say. As for Oscar nominations...
Yes.
I am happy to see Green Book and Black Klansman nominated for Best Picture. I hope one of them takes it.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Bale, I think's got it. Now, some people are saying Rami Malek might take it. What do you think?
I would love to see Rami Malek take it, but when I guess, yeah, that person always loses, so I don't want to really say.
I hear you. That's how I am with football. I can't even root for a team. They're always going to lose if I root for them, but I think Christian Bale deserves it. I mean, I've seen that performance, and it's just on another level. But so is Rami, but there's controversy now surrounding Bohemian Rhapsody.
I was just going to say, is that going to influence?
I think so, 100%. Like, and it somehow escaped the controversy to begin with, but like everybody, like all the critics at the, you know, the press screening, we were like, does anyone remember Bryan Singer is like in hiding?
Yeah.
Like, he's in some lair in Thailand somewhere. Like, we were just trying to guess where he might be. He wasn't at the premiere.
But he left the project. I mean, he's associated with it. It's not like it was
fired
his...
from the project. Yes.
Yeah. So it's not, it shouldn't taint the work that came out.
It shouldn't, but that it just happens. That's what happens. And
yeah.
I think Christian Bale personally gave a better performance, but they're both good. I'd be good with either. I think the Academy, they like to be different than the Globes, so they really might give it to Gaga because it's such a great story.
Mm.
But you know me, I want it to be Melissa McCarthy. I mean, she would be the big upset. She was amazing in Can You Ever Forgive Me? I mean, that just movie just didn't get enough buzz. It got the nominations. It just didn't get the support.
Let's be honest, Cecily, you want La La Land to win again.
Oh, you know me so well. If it could just win forever, even sound editing,
anything.
Every year. I really, really did. You do know me. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.